I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 19-year-old Tevyon Eckert of Hobbs was arrested on December 2nd and charged with aggravated battery. According to Hobbs police, a Hobbs man reported that Eckert allegedly pistol-whipped him, stomped on him, and so did several other persons on December the 1st. When police arrived in the 400 block of West Snyder, they found the victim with an open cut and was bleeding from the forehead. The victim was transported to Covenant Health Hospital in Hobbs, where he was treated for his injuries. Eckert posted bond and is scheduled for a preliminary hearing on December 15. 27-year-old Anthony Olivas of Carlsbad was sentenced to 18 years in prison for the shooting death of 44-year-old Pete Sarafia, also of Carlsbad, in March of this year. Along with being convicted of second-degree murder, he was also convicted of aggravated assault, breaking and entering, criminal damage to property, possession of a firearm as a felon, along with two counts of tampering with evidence. The trial of 19-year-old Alexis Avila of Hobbs, the mother accused of throwing her newborn baby in a dumpster earlier this year in Hobbs, has been pushed back to April 11th of next year. Her trial was to begin on December 19th, but her defense team said that they recently lost two attorneys and that a new attorney had to be brought in. Prosecutors did not object. The judge granted the motion and made sure both sides knew that they were firm dates. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.